Well, the Australian share market posted an impressive performance today. The ASX 200 rose by the better part of 1.7%. This was quite unexpected and in contrast to what we saw on Wall Street last night, where markets were generally lower, led by some solid declines where the tech stocks were concerned. So there was no hint of weakness today, with the market in positive territory for the entire session. So to put it into context, we've seen the market bullied around by sellers over the course of recent weeks, which culminated in a four-month low last week, really led by the banks. And that's really the nub of the issue. Today, it was the banks that led the improvement, with all of the big four up by well over 2%. Every other sector was in positive territory. Miners were a little more mixed. BHP shares were up by about a third of a percent. Energy stocks were higher, led by Santos. That group was up by 2.5%. There's quite a bit of company news around today, including news from Bellamy's. They had a couple of things to talk about, not least of which is their intent to purchase a canning facility in regional Victoria. They're intending to spend just over $27.5 million for that. They're in a trading halt as they raise money to pay for that transaction. But what was a bucket of cold water for investors was the update in relation to pre-tax earnings. So they're expecting that their EBIT in the second half could post a $14 million loss compared to an earlier estimate of a $13 million positive outcome on that front. So that will likely create some headwinds for Bellamy's when they resume trade. Elsewhere, the Ten Network was another talking point. Some difficult days ahead for the broadcaster, with their leading investors saying that they're not going to continue to underwrite the credit facility when that expires later on in the year. So that group was in a trading halt today, and they will likely be under further pressure when they come back onto the market, having made conditions a little bit clearer with an announcement, which they made their intention clear of today. As far as economic news is concerned, what stood out was the NAB survey on business conditions and confidence. So confidence actually eased from a seven-year high, and conditions were also a little bit less robust than we have seen in recent times. But what really stands out here is the disconnect between what you tend to see with these types of surveys and the weaker outcomes that we've had where the official data is concerned. So there's actually quite a deal of cause for optimism when you look at the underlying news. And this would have been a factor supporting the Aussie dollar, which is around 75.5 US cents.